means walking. So that means, but since it's impossible for the in yochel to walk that way without the act of the carrier, so that means that the yochel enables. So the yochel by carrying, he enables the carried to walk that way. So in other words, so the act of the carrier, the one who carries the carried person on the shoulders, is really a composite act. There is an element of carrying, and there is another element. There is an act of enabling the carried to walk on the shoulders of the person. So in Mele, it's a composite act. So it consists of carrying and also of enabling the carry to walk. So it's not a pure act of carrying. This is what the Rosh says. Hilka chave misayi yeshein b'mamesh v'chashvin olay kilein misayi avol hoche liyev shaklal sh'anezi yisoei ublo yisinyu aniso. But the question arose, it is still possible for the carrier to carry the niso even without the cooperation. Even if the niso had been dead, he would be able to carry. But at present, the niso is not dead, and the niso does cooperate, and the niso does lighten his burden. So to the extent that he lightens the burden, so the niso is walking on the shoulders of the carrier. And who enables the niso to walk on the shoulders of the carrier? The neisei. So Mimela, that means that the act of carrying by the neisei is a composite act of carrying and enabling the niso to walk, like a person who holds on to the leash of a dog, and the dog walks that way. So here too, the act of the carrier is a composite act consisting of carrying and also of enabling. There is an element of helping the niso walk on the shoulders of the neisei. Some mele, we don't apply the aloche of ze yochel, ze niyochel. Hilkach have misayiya sheyish b'mamesh. Why? Because it's not a full act of carrying on the part of the carrier. So patranei say, so it's not basi sikulei. So it's not basi sikulei. All right. Up to the Tesfes, Kafsari Dalim Dalim, Avodam Chayne Yisayas Atzmei. Teimei de Berishnei Teil, Mashma de Pligan Amu Godom, de Koma Gabetinei, Krovik Rav Nosen Svirale. So there the Gemore, Daf Kufim Aleph, says, so Omar Rove, Hoitzitinik Chai, the Kis Tolu Bitzavore, Chai of Mishim Kis. So if one carries out a child on Shabbos and he has something on his neck, so he's Chai of Mishim Kis. Tinik Mes, the Kis Tolu Bitzavore, Potter. Tinik Chai, the Kis Tolu Bitzavore, Chai of Mishim Kis. So, will Chai of Name Mishim Tinik? So let him be mechuyev mishim tinek chovik reb nosen svir alei. The Om HaChayim is a satz. So the Gemara says that the reason is why he's not chayev for the tinek is because he agrees with reb nosen. That means according to Rabban of reb nosen, if somebody is made a child, a baby, so he's chayev. But here the Gemara says that Rabban of made it to reb nosen in regard to Adam. Ve'im Rashbo, the cotton kibheimodome, the mishavit nafshi. Now here, definitely, Kotten doesn't mean before Bar Mitzvah. I mean, what has Bar Mitzvah to do with this? It doesn't depend upon the Halishim, Kotten or Godel. So he says that Kotten kibay medomed im shavet nafshol, because he stifles himself. So what does it mean? Kotten means one who is not hiller beraglov by itself. That kind of a Kotten, a very young child that is not hiller beraglov. So that kind of a Kotten has the same din like a behino, that mishavet nafshaye. So mele, according to Rabbanon of Rav Nosson, we don't say chaneis esatzmei, but according to Rav Nosson, so even by behemo we say chaneis esatzmei. But definitely, it doesn't mean cotton before bamit. Ach koshalo, dimferik mefani in tanye, midatim behemo chayavei bechotzer, avaloi b'shus harabim. So the halachi is that bechotzer, where there is no shayla of isaritzoi, a chotzer has mechitzes, but the shayla is of mukze. A balchai is mukti. I mean, a balchai, you're not allowed to be mitalkel a balchai, a cat or a dog on Shabbos in the house, because it's mukti. It's mukti lechozel emide. So even according to Rav Shimon, who says mukti is muter, but mukti lechozel emide, Rav Shimon is made. So you're not allowed to be mitalkel bechotzer, but to be midadei the behemo, let's say to hold down to behemo. So then, and the behemo walks by itself in the chotzer, so that is muta, because he's not mitalte. But so midadi behemo chayav bechotzer, avolu b'shus harabim. Why not b'shus harabim? After all, when you are midadi the behemo, so then the behemo walks by itself, but you hold on to the behemo and you enable the behemo to walk. The answer is because of Xeira. If we allow him to be mitadi de behemo, b'rishus harabim, so maybe he'll pick up the behemo and he'll carry the behemo. V'yisho mitadi to is no b'rishus harabim. So a woman can be mitadit her child b'rishus harabim. In other words, mitadit means that the mother holds on to the two hands of the baby, and then the baby keeps on walking. Once the mother holds on to his hands, so then the baby keeps on walking. So even though the baby has not reached that level of being able to walk al haglov by himself, by herself, by itself, so still the mother is allowed to be midadit the child. So pirish osom bikuntres di beima bishus rabin lo yishemo yad benu min oretz. So then there'll be an Isaritzoi, Ustomik Rabbonon de Rabnos, the Mechaime, Avogno, Iname Magbale, Hobiodom, so why aren't we gazeir? Why aren't we gazeir by Bno also, that the mother shouldn't be allowed to be medadi the child in the Rishus Arabim, as long as the child is not able to walk by itself, Biraglov? The answer is, because as soon as a child is able to make footsteps, even though it's not a Biraglov, that's not. So there is no Isaritzoi. So we already applied aloche of Chayne Isaritzatz. I would know in Name Magli or the bottom of the Rabbonon, the Chayne Isaritzatz. So we see that even vis-a-vis a child who is not a Biraglov, who can only make footsteps when the mother holds on to his both hands, So there is no Isaritzoi in the Raisi, even if the mother will carry the baby on the shoulders. So how can we reconcile the Gemara in Rishneitel, where the Gemara says Rabbi Kerabnosen Sviralei, with the Gemara, with that price in Pirik Mefani? Now, so Teisves doesn't have anything, but here you have Saiteretz mentioned in the brackets. Now, who put it in? The Mashal put it in. Vishemo Ahud, Vifirik Neitel, Ayre Bitinik Vayim. The Mashal put it in, but it's not an integral part of Teisves text. The Mashal put it in. In other words, so the Mashal is saying something very strange. He says that Perik Neitel, so he deals with a a baby that is 1 day old. Why did Mashal have to say a baby that is 1 day old? I mean, Tezes didn't mention it. So in other words, the Mashal put it in. So why did he have to put it in? It put in Tinek Meyeme. Let's say that the Mashal found a certain Tezes. The Mashal didn't Meatzme from his own mind put it in, but he found it. So then the question arises, why Davke Tinek Meyeme? All that Tezes had to say, that the Mashal had to say is, Vishemo Ahud Beferik Neitel, Aire Bitinek Sheinei Neitel Achasum Aniachas. There it says, Huyisho, so the Mishnah says, and so many Rabbi Yehuda says, Davkuf Chofres, turn to Gemara, Davkuf Chofres. Oh, Keifin is a Salif Neyafrechim. The first Mishnah of Kufra Fresa Medeis. Keifin is a salif neyafrechim. Kidi sheyalu v'yeyadu. Tanigele sheborcho deichin eiso achetikonis. But you're not allowed to hold down to her. To hold down to her. That you're not allowed to do. Why not? After all, you're not mitaltel. Because the answer is, because the tanigele is mikvi enafshi. So when you hold down to her, so then it lifts itself. So by holding on to the Tanigiles, you are in effect mitalter the Tanigiles. So that's why Tanigiles, you can only be deiche, but you cannot be midadi the Tanigiles. Midadi di nagoli musyochi. Isho morido es mo. Omar abiude eimesai bisman shunei telachas uminiachachas. Avul mo yegere osa. Gere osa. Neitel achas uminiach, isho midadi to ezmo, ichazosei bisrei sof meachirov, umsayatei, vuhu miniach aglo velich. Shenei so Rabbi Yehuda says, when is it muter, sheneitel achas miniach achas, shehatineik minias raglov, kishuniach achas magbi achas. Avodir osam zishnei seise. So Rabbi Yehuda says in so many words, that it's only muter if the baby can make footsteps. So all that the mashal had to say was, Vishemo Ahud Ferik Neitel Aire Bitineik Sheini Neit Lachas Muniachachas. Why do Tesis have to say that the Ferik Neitel Aire Bitineik Meyeme? Davke Tesis emphasizes Davke 1 day old baby, not 2 day old baby, 1 day old baby. Why Davke 1 day old baby? He could have said Aire Bitineik Sheini Neit Lachas Muniachachas. He can be a year old. And he cannot make footsteps. So many children, when they are a year old, they cannot make footsteps. Why did Tezfer say Tinek Meyeme? So the reason as to why the Mashal put in, formulated that way, Davke Tinek Meyeme, because there is a stir. Now, Tezfer in Rabbi Elazar de Mille, at the beginning of Rabbi Elazar de Mille, so Rabbi Elazar Shita is that Machshir in Shev Shal Asei So Me'arev Shabbos. So is the Shabbos. According to Rabbi Elazar, of course we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, but according to Rabbi Elazar, so a male is allowed to carry the Yizemel Derech Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos. Because it's machshirin, true, he could have prepared it before Shabbos, he could have left it in the house of the Tinek before Shabbos, so it's machshirin Shev Shal Asei, so Me'arev Shabbos, but that's also the Yecha Shabbos. So Rabbi Elazar Eimer, Im Lohi, Vikeli Me'arev Shabbos, Mivio B'Shabbos, Migulim. Alright, so this is the Kashe, Vim Teima, Daf Kuf Lamed Am Dalem, Vim Teima, V'yoviu Atinek Yitzel Kli, V'yashdelik, Lek Yisa Shabbos Klal, Da'achai Neisei Esatzmei, So Tesla says the cash. Two Rabbi Elazar holds that machshirin shefasis merav shabbos dichas shabbos only if it's indispensable. But if it's not indispensable, so then Rabbi Elazar would be made that he's osa. It's not indispensable. He has to be malded in it, and he didn't prepare the yizemel before Shabbos. There is a way. Let him. Who says that the male? The Yizemel should be brought to the Tinek. Let the male carry the Tinek to the place where the Yizemel is. The Yizemel happens to be in a certain house. It's not in the street. So let the male carry the tinik on Shabbos to the house where the Izemel is. And that wouldn't involve any Zaytzoya, because Chayne says Atzme. Chayne says Atzme. Now the question is, but it's only 8 days old. If it's Shalom Bismano, so then it's not Dirch Shabbos. So obviously, Rabbi Lezer has reference to Emila Bismano. So it's only the 8th day. The tinik is only day on the 8th day. So on the 8th day, so there is no Chayne says Atzme. No Chayne says Atzme. So that's why the Marshal couldn't say Vishemo Ahudi Beferik Neite. Because we see that according to Teisa Shite, the halacha of Chayne Ises Atzme applies with the Raise even to an 8-day-old baby. So how can we answer the kashe from the Gemara in Eitel? So we have to say that Gemara in Eitel, the Gemara says Rove Kerem Nosen Svirelei. So his reference to Tinik Beyeme. Now, so you'll ask, yes, what is it?
I know it's not in Sabbath, but in fact, the closest, and the next line says, and afterwards will have to return to his child, so he's like Kofus.
That's the status, okay.
He should have said, but that's only Rav Nassi, you don't have to come after Kofus in the Chacham, and maybe he means only Rav Nassi. So that's why it's kind
No, I mean so. In other words, the Tesis goes that Tesis is that Kasha Lubin Rav Nassi. All right, it's possible. Anyway, but the Mashal didn't like that. I mean, the tasteless goes on Ali Ramos. Of course, you can say that the tasteless goes on Ali Ramos. All right, but the Mashal didn't like that because after all, tasteless does. So tasteless should limit his kashe according to Ramos. Ali Ramos. You see, so the Mashal assumed that since tasteless doesn't limit his kashe, Ali Ramos. So that means that tasteless is saying Ali Kula Ome, even Ali Rabbanon of Ramos. So because of that, of course you can say that. So because of that, the Mashal put in Tinik Beyemi. Now you ask, what difference does it make? 1-day-old baby or 8-days-old baby, there is a difference. You find many babies, when they are weak old, so when the mother leaves them in one end of the crib, you'll find that after a few hours, even though the mother, no one has approached the baby, at the other end of the crib. That means, how did he come to that? From one end of the crib to the other end of the crib? Obviously, he crept the baby. So for a 1 week old baby, the progress that the baby makes between 1 day and 1 week is tremendous. It's tremendous. So, Memele, because, so an 8 day old baby, Bimamele, so then he can already creep if he can creep. In the crib, it doesn't the number of inches of feet that the baby can creep by itself is not important, as long as it can make motion, as it can creep. So Mashenkin, 1 day old baby, so a baby cannot, no, 1 day old baby cannot creep even in the crib. So Memele. So the Mashal says that the Gemara in Eitel has reference to a Tinik Beyeme. But this is the Mashal putting, and there are many who are chilek on that. They are chilek on the Mashal. It's not part of Teisves, they say, and they are chilek on that. So then Teisves doesn't give any cash. All right. Now, doesn't give any tact. Now let's see the Miri. So that means, so now the question that according to Teisves, Shite in Kablaza de Mille, that Kuflamed, so the aloha of Chayne Ises Atzme applies to a baby who can crawl. Now most Rishonim say that the halacha of Chayne Ises Atzme applies only to a baby that can make footsteps, even though it's not Hilach Biraglov, so you already apply the halacha of Chayne Ises Atzme. But suppose the baby can crawl, but cannot make footsteps, even when the mother holds on to both hands, it can still not make footsteps, then midraisa there is a chiyuv itzoye, according to the Rabbanan of Ramos. And that's the shita of Moshe Rishonim. Now, where do they get that shio of being able to make footsteps because of that Mishneh in Mifanin of Rabbi Yudeh. Isha Midoda does no Omar Rabbi Yudeh, Emisai Bisman Shuneitelachas, Uminiachachas, Avrimo Yogereya, is Osa. But if he cannot make footsteps, so that means, so how are you Midadit? If you cannot make footsteps, so what's the purpose of the Midadit? So, in other words, when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, so then the baby is Nigra al Gabe Akag. If the mother does not hold on to the hand of the baby will not even be nikra. But when the mother holds on to the baby, then the baby will be nikra al gabi karaki. So then it's osa. Then it's osa. So Rashi says, gir osa mipnei sheni seize. So it's mashma from Rashi's loshen. In other words, that in such a case, the mother will be chayev mishimitzoye too if she does it in the Rishus Rav. In other words, it doesn't make any difference whether the mother carries the baby that on the shoulders, or he carries it by holding onto his hands and pulling him. As long as the baby cannot make footsteps. So in effect, the mother, by holding onto his hands, to the baby's hands, pulls the baby. So that's carrying. What difference does it make? How the baby is carried. All right. So from that, a number of Rishonim point out, the Rambam, the Rashba, that the aloche of Chayli Sisatzme depends upon the level of being able to make footsteps, even though he's not Yochel HaLebrani. So, and that's probably the sheet of most Rishonim, that Chayli Sisatzme, Barodom, according to Rabbanon of Rabnosin, depends upon the ability to make footsteps. There is a shita of the Balamoya, and the Balamoya is chelek. The Balamoya says that even if a baby is able to make footsteps, so still, if the baby is not ile beraglov, so there's a chiyuvitzoy midarais. So then the question arises: why does the Mishneh? Why does the price say? Now the price say, midadidin es abheimo chayavei b'chotzer, but the issue is midadidon. So Rashi explains it. Why? So in other words, only Bechotzer, where it's a question of Tiltul Mukti. But Bereshis Rabim, you're not allowed to be Midadit. Why aren't you allowed to be Midadit? Because of Exire, maybe, if we allow a person to be Midadit, the Behim or Bechotzer, Bereshis Rabim, so then she might be led, the person might be led into carrying it. So why don't we make the same Xere Ligabi Midadis no? If we allow the mother to Midadis no, maybe we'll carry it. So the answer is, even if he carries, or Rashi says, there is no Isa, because since the baby is able to make footsteps, there is no Isa Itzoy Midaraise, because Chayli says Satsme. So that's all right if we say that the Din of Chayli says Satsme is contingent upon the ability of making footsteps. But the Balamoya says it's not contingent upon the ability of making footsteps. So the Balamoye now in Perik Neitel, the 21st Perik under the Balamoya, Rabbi Krabnosis Virale, the Omar Chaimi says Atzmi, Virka Matsnia Omar Rove, Afilatim Rabbonon, Atkan Lipli Rabbon Ali Rabnosin will be my Chayavay, Tim Shavit and Afshay, Avlodom the Chaimi says Atzmi, Afil Rabbonomay, Vyesh Leymar, Kitinik Shinirogi Lahal Lila Braglov, Kibahim Chayavay, Tim Shavit and Afshay. That's the shield, not making footsteps. Ushmas me, the less allowed time the Shikos of Arab Shleimizal, Rashi, Bifir Gifanin. Bepirush where Yisho Medali there is no Afilu Bishus Rabim Diname Magbele Chaynei Se Satsme Deochel Ikim Neosom Dibodo Meidle Rabon Rab Nosen Eilu Divri Arav Vikashi Alei Hod Rove Dehoche Nishmaitze Azlek Rab Nosen Veloike Rabonon ואם בונו לאימא שזה עתיני כאומר כאן הוא קודם שבקטנים שגיר רגלי ונעיתי לחס ומניח אחס מניח אחס apparently I mean that was a שיטה that he knew אם כאין הריזה כקופוס ואמרים פרק המצניע מיד רב נוסם בקופוס so the בלמוי השיטה is that a child that is only able to make footsteps but cannot walk the raglov by himself so has the same thing as kofus kofus va'afilu bo'odom sh'nenei zeyat atzmei kolz man shu kofus lifichoch nirli tam eise amishne upreise sh'shoninu vo'yisho mitalit ez no kalu sh'ikilu chachonim mishim tzare di tinik sh'lo igozru boi mishim akir es raglov b'shiz rabim ki kshem sh'gozru v'beim ha'chayivov so he says another pshat the aloch of chani zeyat atzmei bo'odom depends upon the ability to walk the raglov by himself. So, but if the baby is only making footsteps, so then such a baby, if it's carried on the shoulders, you are chayev. So then you ask, so why is there, does the price distinguish between midadidin, behim, chayev, veiv? Only bechotza, b'shusarabim, not because of exere. If we allow him to be midadid to behim, he will, he might be led into carrying. So there is exere. And why don't we make that exere? Ligabe midade isha midade no. So he says because of tzare de yinuke. So the chachomim were not gezer by tinik. They're not gezer. So memele. So the mishnah says that the mother is allowed to be midadeit, but only to be midadeit. So when midadeit, even though the aloch of chayim is esatzmi doesn't apply, but when you are midadeit the child, so then you only activate, you only enable the child to walk by himself by holding onto his hands. Then you don't carry him. But if the mother were to carry the same baby that makes the footsteps on her shoulders, then she'll be high. So we have three shittas. We have three shittas. One shitta is the shitta of Teis Vezdach Kuflamed, that Aloch of Chaim Eiseis Atzmei depends upon the ability to be geireya. To be geireya. And Mimele, even a teenage Benshmeina Yomi, so that can creep a little in the crib. So Mimele already applied Aloch of Chanese Satzmei. Then we have the Shite of most Rishenim, that it depends upon the ability to make footsteps. And then the Ramban, the Rashbo, Rashi. And then we have the Shite of the Balamoyea. We have the Shite of the Balamoyea. And the Balamoyea Shite is the Balamoya Shite is that it depends upon the ability to walk behind. Alright. Now let's see the Mir. Kotten, ye shemrim shedineki behemo, lechai vaneise, vyeitzelehem came in Mashiik shibisuk Yesu al Mashom Roleo, Biodom Chaya fil Rabona Mede, Vareimrim Ferknetel Amezitinik Chai Vikistol with Savore Chai Mishimkis, Rotelema Shinakis Tvilitinik, Vyikshol Chai Mishimtinik with Tirotrovic Rabnosis Virlei, Almeshalidas Rabnos Rabonon, Chai Vavlatinik, Uvikanom Rubodom Chai Sasmi, the Rabonon, Vilomdomikan Shatiniki Behem. So this is what Teisus says in the very beginning, here. Uldas Rabono Chayev. Umikol mokim yesh mitarzim, but then there is another shite. Shol yomro al rafche de milse. When the Gemara says, Rovik Rabnos and Svirale, so it's only al rafche de milse. Kleima rafil utim tzaleima, sheneach liku Rabono. Biodom, ani seyver krebnos. Umikol mokim beidim chachomim, av bitinei, vichein aloche, v'yesh peiskim chayim leisei esatzmei, av vibheimo chayuveiv. So he mentions, now the Rambam pastens, the Rambam and its mashma, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch also pasten like Rabbonon of Rabnosen, that Aloch of Chaim Eiseis Atzmei applies only to an Odom, not to other Balachayim. But the Miri says there are Rishenim who pasten like Rabnosen, even though usually, so Yochid v'Rabim Alochik Rabim, but here because the Gemara says Chovik Rabnosen Svirlei, so they say that Aloch is like Rabnosen. So that means that Aloch of Chaim Eiseis Atzmei applies to other Balachayim too. Ufirik mifanim yischavu adu yischavu advorim. So in Pirik Mifanin, so Hamitzi Tinik Chayv Kis told it's Avor Chayv Shem Kis Mipnei Shem Vatel Akis Eitz Latinik Vareyu Ki Mishehitzi Es Akis Yodai Vlatinik Imitziei. I mean, Imitziei. That's the Gemara in 18, Latin for the Gemara. Vafilu miniach chag leachas v'nit leachas. V'yesh miforshim. So in other words, so he mentions, sh'neimrim b'tinik chay neises atzmei, sh'atinik beimo, vafilu miniach chag leachas v'nit leachas. That's the shita of the Balamoya. V'yesh miforshim, that's the shita of Moos Lasheni. Sh'im atinik neit leachas v'miniach echot poter, av b'avosi b'cheiki. Alright, that's one meal. Then this is in Perek Nei. Hoisho Moridos no, that now that's the Miri in Perik Mefani. Daf Kuf Chof Ches. Rotorima Sheir Zesei Bisreisov, Umilichose Yad Vishus Arabi. Daf Opishi Yish Birshash, Hakboye Vavoye, Luigosrum Mitzaratinik. Whose pshat is that? That's the Matalamoyas pshat. Upirish Rabiude, Dafke Bisman Shinit Lachas Miniachas. Rotorima Shatinik Mini Raglachas, Uminiachas. Avligare Yosef. Ligarios. Ugdele Rabboni Miforshim, Behito Ritzatinik Nishad, that's Rash. Shafim Yovilak be a Nazi Satsmi. Vadvorim at me, Sharibifirik Nate Loma being in Robic Ramnosis Virale. Alme called Tinik and Yochelela Draglo Hareo Kibahima Hayaway, Viubi Machlekes, Valochik Hachomin, El Shatam Nirek Moshikasafti. In other words, the Sonimiri is native to the sheet of the Balamoy. Not to the sheet of Moses Hashem. Mikomokin, Yesh before see Mesish or Perik Natal, Betinikshin and Natal Ragle Achas Klal. Now I ask, why does the Marshal have to put in? Maybe the Gemara Natal has the Gemara Natal has reference to a Tinik Bayeme? He could have said, the Gemara Natal has reference to a Tinik that is not Natal Achas and Mani Achas. Not the Yom Delachas. The answer is because this is Lishitos. This is Lishitos Daf Kuf Lamed. But the Miri mentions Sishdis Rishenin, so they answer the Kashi from the Gemara in Eitel, the Trovik Rav Nosses Viralei, because they are ideals. Rove has reference to a Tinek that is not able to make footsteps. Not the Elfis footsteps. So in other words, so then, but that's in line, that can be said according to Rishenin, who say that when that the level for Chaim Neisei Satznei is Nit Lachas Miniachachas, but not according to Balamoya. Now the Miri agrees with the Shite of Balamoya. Now Rashi Daf Kuf Chof Ches. Rashi Daf Kuf Chof Ches on the base. In explaining Rabbi Yude, Avoli Moye Gere Roser, so Rashi says, why is Gere Roser? Mipnei Shen Isose. Mipnei Shen Isose. Because when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, and the baby cannot even make footsteps, so in effect, what does the mother do? It's not that the mother helps the baby walk by itself. If the baby can make footsteps, so by holding on to the hands, the mother is only a geire, only is a misayeya, the baby to walk by itself, but the walking is done by the mother. Not the mother is not caring, but even when the mother holds on to the baby's hands, so the baby cannot make footsteps. So how does he move if he cannot make footsteps? Obviously, the mother in effect pulls the baby. So that's maase. What difference does it make whether you carry on your shoulders or you pull on the floor? So Rashi says mipnei shenisos. Now this is what Rashi says. Now let's see what the Ram and the Rif says. Now, the Ran on the Reef, it's Daf Nun Aleph from the base in the reef. So there on top, Veyoisho Midadido is no, Afilo Bioshus Arabi, Vochename Voche Isabigmore, Vahine Taime Mishum Diname Magbele, Leke Isure, De Reise, De Beodo Medele Rabonel Rabnosen, De Chai Neise Esatz. So that's like Rashi's explanation. Avoli Moyogere Osa. וכן הלכסי, דכים שהוא קוטון כל כך, שאין יהיה לו גרי. Now, how does Rashi explain it? Because if he's קוטון כל כך, that even when the mother holds on to his hand, he still is unable to make footsteps, so memele, so how does he move? By the mother pulling him. So that's it, so yeah. It's like pulling, let's say, what difference does it make whether you pull a baby on the Karkarish Rabbi, or you pull an inanimate object on the Karkarish Rabbi? So he says, but the Ram doesn't say that. So Avul Megeo, Osea Vichain Ilchase, the Chivim Shu Koton Kolkach, Shein Yellow Geireir, Loimedele Rabbonon Rabnos. What's Loimedele Rabbonon Rabnos? What has it to do with Rabbonon and Rabnosen? It has nothing to do with Rabbonon and Rabnosen. Because since the baby, even when the mother holds on to his hand, does not make footsteps, so that means that the mother pulls him. So Rashi says, so Memele, the mother in effect, is carrying him. So he says something else. So the Leo Rabbe and Erechaim and the Mamma Mordechai, so they both say the Mishneh Berurah mentions in their name. I mean what they say. So the Pshat in, so they say that this Ram is chilik on Rashi's Pshat. He is chilik on Rashi's Pshat. That Rashi, according to Rashi, so the reason is why Gerer is Osa. Because Gerer is considered carrying. Since the baby does not make footsteps, even when the mother holds onto his hands, so that means he's being moved by the mother pulling him. So it's a real itzoye. So it's the Ran Shita is not like that. The Ran Shita, so the Leo Rabbi says that the Ran is chelik on Rashi, and the Ran Shita is that it's not considered carrying, even though the Ran certainly agrees with Rashi Shite that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a child is Nisei Satzmi or not is the level of being able to make footsteps. But if the child has not reached that level of being able to make footsteps, even though it already has reached a level of creeping, of crawling, so then it's not Chaynes Esatzme, and if somebody will carry such a child on the shoulders, so it will be Chayim Chatos. So that's only when you carry a child that is only able to crawl, not to make footsteps on your shoulders. So then we don't say Chaynes Esatzme. So Yachayim. Mashenkin here, the Ram Shita is that if the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, and then, now the child is unable to make footsteps, but the child is able to crawl. The child is able to crawl. So, but when the mother doesn't hold on to the hands of the baby, then it will take him a very long time to traverse distance by crawling. Mashenkin, when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, so that enables the baby to crawl at a higher speed. So let's say, without the mother holding on to the hands of the baby, so maybe the baby will cover 10 inches every 5 minutes. And when the mother holds on to the baby, so it will cover maybe 50 inches every 5 minutes. But in effect, as a result of the mother holding on to the baby, so that means that the baby is falling. The baby is falling. Now, when the baby is falling, so the mother cannot be higher. But here the mother holds on to them. So the mother holds on to the hands of the baby. So according to the Rashi, so it's considered its own. It's considered like dragging an inanimate object on the karka. But according to the Ran, the Lirabe says no. Since the baby, if the baby is a tinek meyeme, it couldn't even crawl, and the mother would you hold on to the hands of the baby and pull the baby, then it's mamish dragging the baby. But the baby is able to crawl. It can crawl a whole day. But so even without the mother holding on to the hands, it can crawl. So mamele, when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby, all the movement results from the crawling of the baby. And the mother is only a geirim, it's only a helper. That's all. In enabling the baby to move, to cover distance through crawling. So Mimele, that's why the Ram doesn't say like Rashi here, the Havale Kinesi. But he says, so why is it Osea? So it should be Muter even if the baby is unable. So he says, because in regard to such a baby who is unable to make footsteps, the Rabbanan are not made it to Rabnos. As a matter of fact, you see, the Amen Rishenim will say now that according to Rabnos, you see, that depends. The Balamoyer himself says that if a baby is not Neitlachas umin Yachachas, so then, even Reb Nosson would say that one is chayav mishmitzoy. So that's Reb Balamoya Lishito say, because the Balamoya holds that according to the Rabbonon of Reb Nosson, in order to apply the Aloch of Chanesis Atzmei, the child must have attained the level of being Elab Rago. So, but if he's not Elab Rago, according to Rabbonon of Reb Nosson, he has a din of a behemoth. But according to Reb Nosson, behemoth too. Behemoth too, we say Chanesis Atzmei, so Mimele, a baby who is not in Lebraglof as yet, but who can make footsteps, is like a baby. So Mimele, according to Rav Nosson, that by behemoth we don't say Chanesis Atzmei, so Gabi such a baby, we don't say Chanesis Atzmei either. According to Rav Nosson, that by behemoth we say Chanesis Atzmei, so Mimele, a baby who makes footsteps, even though he's not in Lebraglof, we already say Chanesis Atzmei. Mashenkin Balamoya says in so many words, if the baby cannot even make footsteps, so even Rav Nosson will be made it. Even Rav Nosson will be made it, that one is chayav mishmitzoyeh. So then he's like kofus, even though he can crawl. Now, the other Rishenim who say that according to the Rabbonon of Rav Nosson, so as soon as the baby is able to make footsteps, we already applied the aloch of Chanesis Atzmei, even Malim the Rabbonon of Rav Nosson. So according to Rav Nosson, even if he's not able to make footsteps, what does it mean? So then it means if the baby, so they say, most of these Rishenim say that according to Rav Nosson, as soon as a baby is able to crawl, even though it cannot make footsteps, we already applied the law of Chanesis Atzmei. And according to Rabbonon, only if he can make footsteps. But according to Balamoyer, so according to Rav Nosson, only if it can be Elab Chaglov, and if it can make footsteps, only according to Rav Nosson. Only according to Rav Nosson. So Mimele, the Elio Rabbi says, So when had Rabbonon made it to Rav Nosson that we apply the aloche of Chanesis Atzmei only and he can make footsteps? But if the baby is not in the position to make footsteps, then the Rabbonon are not made it to Rav Nosson. So according to Rabbonon of Rav Nosson, so there is a chiyuv mitzoyeh. So that's the reason as to why. It's osea to be midad itzochitineik because of a gzeire. If we let him be midad itzochitineik, he'll carry the tinik on the shoulders. She will carry the tinik on her shoulders too. So if the baby can make footsteps already, so then Rabbi Yehuda says we don't have to be gezeir. Because if he can make footsteps, so even if he is nichshol, and he will, the mother will decide to carry the baby on the shoulders, she'll only be Eiver and Yisrael Rabbanon, because Chayne says Atzmei. So we don't have to be Gezer, Exer, Exer. Masha'en Kein, if the baby cannot make footsteps, so then the mother is not allowed to be Midadi that baby, even though she will not be considered as Nei Soson. Because after all, when she holds on to the baby and the baby can crawl, so then in effect she just enables the baby to crawl more speedily, to cover more pace with the crawling. But it's the baby who is doing the moving. So Mele Nisase she isn't. Nisase she isn't. But still it's also because of Exeira. Because if we'll allow the mother to be midadi such a baby, so she might be tempted to carry the baby on the shoulders, then she'll be very necessary to immunize. In other words, so according to Leo Rabbe and the Maimon Mordechai, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ram. If so, now, according to the Shittik, that assuming that the aloche of Chayne Ises Atzmei takes effect only when the baby is able to make footsteps, and suppose the mother is midadi the baby, and then the baby moves that way. So according to Rashi, it's Masa Mamesh, it's Nisase. According to the Ram, it's not Nisase. But it's also because of Exere, lest the mother will decide to carry the baby on the shoulders. And then there will be an Isadaraz. Now let's see. Now, Simen Shin Ches in Shulchan Aruch Siv Mem Aleph Hoyisho Modedo Esbno Afilu Bishus Arabi Uvilvad Shaloi Tigar Reyu Elo Yehei Magbi Aragle Achas V'yaniach Hashniyo Alo Oretz V'yishen Oleo Ad Sheyarzeo V'yoniach Ragle Sheyigbiya Shenimtso Leilo Munishan Al Ragle Achas. So the Mog Avrom says here, the Mog Avrom says here, Shaloi tigar reyu mipnei sheneisis. So then in parentheses, Ram. Now what the Ram? That's Rashi. The Ram says something else. And the Maimon Mordechai and the Leo Rabbe say that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ram. So why does he say Ram? The answer is, the Mog Avrom knew what he was writing, because there is another Ram. So this Ram is an Omid Beis, Daf Nun Aleph Omid Beis, on top. But then there is another Ram, Nun Aleph Omid Aleph, at the bottom. So there he says, at the bottom, the last line of the Mishneh and Daf Nun Aleph Omid Aleph, Shneit Lachas Miniach Achas Shatinik Miniach Raglov Kimishak Biachas Avol Giri Roser Mipnei Shenisos. So the Ram mentions Rashi's Tam too. So the The Mogavro mentions in the name of the Ran. Why should he mention the name of the Ran when Rashi says it? That's strange. Alright. So it's not, so what the Mogavrom says, Shaliti Garereo Mipnei says, in parenthesis, Ran, so is true. But the Mishneh Brura raises a question against the Mogavrom. He says that from the other Ran, it's mashma that the Ran is chilik on Rashi's pshat. But, and this is mentioned by the Leo Rabbe, the Maimon Mordechai. So the question is, so how can the Ran mention Rashi's pshat and another pshat that is inconsistent with Rashi's pshat? So he says that when the Ran says in the Mishnah, Mipneishen Isasei, the Ran doesn't mean to mention his own pshat. He just wants to mention Rashi's pshat. But on Amud Beis, he mentions his own pshat. This is what the Mishneh Brura says. Now the Mishneh Brura. Shaloi Garereo, Sif Mem Aleph, in Simen Shinches. Ayin b'Mishneh Brura, shekosafti b'Biurei, mipnei shenesosi. King Kosef Rashi. ועבדי עמוד נברום כוסף זה בשם הרען הנה אף שהרען כוסף כן במשנה לדברי רשי מכל מוקי מיני הכרח שהרען גופה יזבקי ובפרט שמרען גופה עבור אם הוא יוגרי משמע דהו בעצמי סייבי הדגרירי נוסם דרבולו דירויטי מאוחה לא מולי מה לשום דבקוטן כזה שגירש דרגלוב לא ימיד לרבנון לרבנוסן typically mit rabonon belavo khose a fil rabnosen im nema de grere kommunizier im nema de grere hu kommunizier mamish el vadai de grere in ose it's not this year mamish el why because when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby and the baby is able to crawl by itself but when the mother holds on to the hand so then the baby does all the crawling but he does it at a faster speed. But it's the baby who is doing it. It's not that the mother is pulling the baby. The bikotin se elavadai digriri nosel mitam shelo yovei liso isi al ksefei. Val kolchoch lirabnosin lo imachmarinam bozek moim milmadei klirabonon. Umishimoche utzracharan leimar di bikotin koze shegir shnei raglov lo imeide rabonon lirabnosin vilise isi uisa lirayse. Val kolchoch echmiru rabonon Av Bigrei. So in other words, how does the Mishneh Brura explain the two apparently contradictory runs? In other words, that the Ran Anomid Aleph, so there he only mentions Rashi's Pshat, even though he doesn't say Rashi Kosav. But is the Derech, he doesn't have to say Rashi Kosav, because usually he mentions Rashi's Pshat. And then in Omid Beis, he mentions his pshat. Of course, I mean, everybody can feel that there is a deichak in that. I mean, so it's mashma that what the Ran says on Omid Aleph is also represents his own shite. Otherwise, he would say Rashi beer, but he doesn't say Rashi. Say the Ran says mitnation is something. Now, I want to discuss now another question. There is a tshuva in Rabbi Kveiga. Mistake, I took the wrong sefer. All right, I took a shiur in kubetzes from the office instead. Okay, it doesn't make any difference. It's tshuva chof ches in tshuvas Rabbi Kveiga. So there, someone asked Rabbi Kveiga Arishayle whether one is allowed to carry a baby who is not hilir beraglov, but who can make footsteps, to carry him in a city that has no air. And the assumption is that all the cities in Europe that had no Erev had a din of a kamis. I mean, like the Psak of the Ramo, that without Shishim Ribei, so it cannot be a Rishis Rab. So in other words, so that's the Shaykh, whether one is allowed to carry a baby who can make footsteps not in Lebraglov, but can make footsteps in a Kamas. So then he mentions that the Mogen Avrom says that it's Osea. Because Midrabanan, most Rishayim say, even though it's not mentioned by all Rishayim, and there is a possibility that the Shitas Rambam is to the contrary, but most Rishayim do say that when someone carries a child, even a child that is Hilah Beraglov, on his shoulders in the Rishis Rabbim, so he's Hilah and Nisar Rabbim. There is no Gemara that says there is a Nisar Rabbim. The Roshna Rambam is Sheini Masor. So from Roshna Rambam it would be Mashma that there is no Isa to carry a child, because it's not a Masor. But the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, Rashi, they all say that the Nisar Rabbonim there is. What is mentioned in the Gemara is that Alibid Rab Nosson, says that the Aloch of Chaliz Esatzmei applies to all Balechayim, but Rab Nosson is made it that it's also the Rabbonon, let's say, to carry a dog in the Rishis Rab. That is a Gemara Meforeshes. But there is no Gemara that says that according to Rabbonon of Rab Nosson, so it's also to midrabbonon to carry a child who can walk. There is no such gemara, but the Rashi says it, and the Ramban says it, the Rashba says it, the Ritva says it, the Ran says it. Now, so that's in Rishis Rab. How about the Karmelis? So the Pritvue, that's one of the Achenim. So he passed that in as much as even Rishis Rab, carrying a child is only Nisar Rabbonon. So Memele Nikamalis, it's Mutal Chatchile, because it's Gzeir L'Gzeir. So it's like the case, the Machlik is Abay and Rove. Now, whether one is allowed to stand, now one is not allowed to stand in the Rishis HaYochid and drink in the Rishis HaRabim, because of Gzeir, maybe he'll pull the Kele towards him. So how about Nikamalis? Can one stand in the Rishis HaYochid and drink in the Karmelis, or stand in the Karmelis and drink in the Yochid? So Abaye says we are Gezer. Rove says we are not Gezer. We pass like Rove. Why? Because it's Gezer L'Gezer. So the Pritvue passed that in as much as carrying a child in the Rishis Rabbim is only Yosam the Rabbonon, so Memele in the Karmelis is Mutal Chatchil. Now, so the Pritvue realized that the Mogen Avrom she tasted the counter. Now is this Mogen Avrom in Simen Shin Ches Sif Memalav. Sif Godel Memalav. I have the Rabbi Kriya. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You have told me. Now, so it's Sif Memal, Sif Godel Memalev, but it's Sif Kotten in the Mogen Avrom. Afilu B'Shus Rabim, or Yisho Medalel is no Afilu B'Shus Rabim, so Sif Ayen, Sif Kotten Ayen in the Mogen Avrom, do Afilu Itagbien Upoter, the Chayne Yisei Satsme, Vim Neisei Kofu Sechile Chayev, Va Neisei Mes Amulochis Sechile Guf. So what he says, but then Sif Kot Nain Aleph, who will watch a little garer, you, Mipnation AC, Sran, Mashma de Svirle, the Havek Mission AC, Vim Kain, Afil Rikam Lesos. So what does the Mogen Avrom say? That in view of the fact that the Ran says, that there is, doesn't mention the name of Rashi, he mentioned the name of the Ran. All right. So he says, in view of the fact that the Ram says that the reason is why Lo Itigar Reu is because, in effect, she is carrying him when she holds on to the baby's hands and the baby keeps on crawling. So in effect, she pulls him. So Mimele should follow that according to the Ram, it's also not only Rishis HaRabim for a mother to be midadit, a baby who cannot make footsteps, who can only crawl, but even a Karmelis, it's also for a mother to be midadit such a baby. Mipnei di mashma di svirle id havek mishenei sei. Vim kein afil bi Karmelis osea. So the Pritvue is masik and the Mogen Avrom. Pritvuyeh, that's one of the early, he lived before the Rabbi Kveya. So the Pritvuyeh is Matche B'Shtei Yodayim Demogam. Esi Demog Navrom, didn't make sense. So the Pritvuyeh says, how can the Demog Navrom say that it's Osea to be that according to the Ranz Pshat, that the reason is why it's Osea to be midadeti baby that cannot make footsteps is because mitneishe kenisase, so mimele even nikamles it's osea, that means that nikamles it's also to be neise baby, such a baby. Why should it be also to carry on the shoulders a baby that cannot make footsteps? True, there is no, so that mashma disvirle the havek mishneise, vim kein afilu bikamles osea. So he says, so even becomeless, it should be osa. Because since holding on to the baby that cannot make footsteps is like carrying on the shoulders, so even becomeless, it's osa. It's osa to carry such a baby. Vikulaume, ein simen shimem ches. Vikulaume, dikotn kolkach, shenos, shetzorich ligar, nos yechayev chatos. Vichei, Kosav Hateisiv Dafsar Dalet. Alright, this is the moment. So then he mentions in Simen Chof Ches, Le'arav Reb Meishe, Al Dvar Shirosi Lissotini Kalakatev Be'ir, She'im Lochimo Vitzoros HaPesach, Achri Sheriv HaPoskim Svirlon, Li'ato Imon Rishus Arabi, Hinig Mo Gavrom Simen Shin Ches, Sif Kot Nain Alev Kosav, Shlo Yitikar Reyu Mepnei Shnei Sis Oran, Im Kin Afil Bikam Lesosa. Be'yo Divra Mo Gavrom, Dine Atur, Eisei Olidades, Behemo Chayoveiv, becomeless. So now it's also to be midade. The Gemara, the Brisa says that you can only be midade behemo Chayoveiv in Chotzer, where it's a question of tiltum mukze, but in Rishus Rabim not. So the Torah says that it's also even becomeless to be midade behemo Chayoveiv. The Bas Yosef is chilik on the Torah. Bas Yosef, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass from that. That too. Rabbi Yosef Tamo, Kim do Yisarak Zeira Shem Yisen, or Im Kim Bikamo Leshore, they have Xeira Lexeira. So the Bis Yosef as a Kashe, since the Xeira is only Shem Yisen, so Bikamo Les, it should be Muta. Ufize, Im the Forish, the Matik Tonet must listen Bitinik, Imo Yogere Oser, the Bitiniki Haile Amrino Haile Sazme, Vigazrinombe, Shem Yisoenu. In other words, that's the Ranz Pshat. That it's not like Nisose. So this is what the Mogavrom means. The Mogavrom mentions the first Rav, Anomidal, which is Rashi's Pshat. That the time, the business why it's also to be Midadi the baby that cannot make footsteps is only Geireya. So because nation can sase. So he says, Vimkein afil kamosos. The implication being that if the reason is why it's also to be midadi the baby cannot make footsteps is because as the randomic basis that because of exere, maybe you carry on the shoulders. So it's not imloche. So maybe it's exere. So, ופיזה אם נפורש למה דקטונת מסליס מתיני כמו יגיר הרוסר דמתיני כהי ואמרינו חניסס עצמי וגזרינו בישם הישראלנו כמו בבהים או חי ואיב אם כן בקרם לשור לדדס ולא זה הגדים דברי הרן דקוס ובעלו דמסליסן ואם הוא יגיר הרוסר נשיוס נשיוסי על זה כוסף ואם כן יש לימה כיוון די נתם משם זירו שם הישראלנו אלו דהב ונעיסי ממש ממילי גם בקרם לסוסר. So I mean, it's a very long pshat in the Mogavrom that shows that Rabbi Kveiger, learned and delved into every word of the Mogavrom, not only into every word of Rashi and Tesvis and the Gemara, but even into every word of the Mogavrom. So this is how Rabbi Kveiger explained the Mogavrom. In other words, Rabbi Kveiger mentions the pshat in the Shikinsos. He mentioned the name of the Ram, but actually that is the Ram, the Rashi. And he doesn't mention the pshat of the Ran Anomid Beis because of Exeire, maybe he'll carry it on the shoulders because there is a big enough community. If we explain it like Ashi, that the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda says that when a baby is unable to make footsteps, so it's osir. So it is osir to. So it is osir to be mitadeit is because of Ixere. Maybe he, by allowing him to be mitadeit, by allowing her to be mitadeit the baby, so she'll be tempted to carry the baby on the shoulders, then she'll be aver. Then she'll be aver and Yisrael Vitzoye. So by Rishus HaRabim we have to be gezer. But by Kamalas it's Ixere Ixere. Mashein came, if we say like Rashi's Pshat, and like the first Ran, Anomidalev, so, because when the baby doesn't make footsteps, so then when the mother is midadi the baby, in effect, she pulls him. She's nazing. So, Mimele, we cannot say, even Kamala should be osir. Because we cannot say, Xere, Xere. Because Kolbi Tikkun Rabbonon came the Reise. So, why don't, so let us say, Kolbi Tikkun Rabbonon came the Reise Tikkun, even according to the Ranz Pshatan on the base? No. So that's, according to Ranz Pshatan on the base, it has to do with the Machlikas Abai and Rove. Machlikas Abai and Rove. So in other words, so the klal is as follows. I mentioned it in Dav Gimel in Shabbos. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah in Tzias HaShabbos spells out only the Rabbonons that also the Chiyuv Chatos, but doesn't spell out the Rabbonons that is not also the Chiyuv Chatos. So we have three shittas. Rashis applies them to Akiras without Anoches. The Ramban applies them to Anoches without Akiras. The Rivo and the Rabbeis of Rashi apply it to the Chiyuv Rishuis. So we said that there are two the Rabbonons on Shabbos. One, the Rabbonon on Shabbos is like carrying in a countless. So it's also only the Rabbonon. But with the Rabbonon, it's a Milocha of Itzoye. With the Reis, it's not Itzoye in the Kamales, only with his Rabbin. With the Rabbonon, it's Itzoye. So, Memele, if somebody will be Michal Shabbin Faresi in the Milocha of Itzoye in the Kamales, so he'll be a Muna with the Rabbonon. He'll be a Muna with the Rabbonon. But then, there are other Rabbonons. Let's say that the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, Luyami Dodam Bishisayochi, Vishni Bishisarabi, Zeire. Maybe he'll pull the keila towards him. So if somebody will do that with Faresi, he will not become a mumma with the Rabbonon. It's a Rabbonon, it's not a Michal Shabbos, even the Rabbonon is not Michal Shabbos. So the Rabbonon that is also the Chiyuv Chatos is the Rabbonon of Itzoy. The other Rabbonon, he just exere. So the question is, which the Rabbonon is the Rabbonon of Itzoy, which the Rabbonon is just exere. So we have that Machlekes, Rashi, Ramban, Revo, and so on. So in other words, so there are two Rabbonons. So, Mimele, see if Midrabonon something is considered Miloche, even though Midraise it's not Miloche, but as long as Midrabonon it's a Miloche, so even the Kamalas it's Osir, because called the Tikkun Rabbonon, King Raise Tikkun, the Ramban says it, and our Gemore. So he says, he has the Kashi. Why does the Gemore say that a Carmelis that you can be made see a mess in a Carmelis with the great abris. So a little bit of a beauty. Even a little bit of a beauty. So according to Rav Shimon, you should be able to be made see a mess. Even with Rishus HaRabim with the great abris, because it's more than it's really good for. And then he asks the Kashe, why do we have to resort to create a priest, even without the create a priest, because it's a carmelis, according to Rav Shimon. So first of all, it's a carmelis, and then it's a melocha and it's really good for. So even without the kavod priest, it should be allowed. It should be allowed, because it's a melocha and it's really good for, and it's a carmelis, so it's trade rabbonon, it's exer, exer. So the Ramban gives a klal, mentions a klal. He says that kol the tikkun rabbonon kin deraisa tikkun. In other words, so memele, since the Chachomim mastered poches mechigres, so we cannot say in the Carmelis it should be mutal lechatrile to carry poches mechigres. In as much as even Rishus HaRabim poches mechigres is only in the Rabbonon, so in the Carmelis poches mechigres should zere, because kol the tikkun rabbonon kin deraisa tikkun. So why by Luyami dodom Rishus HaYochid v'ishne Rishus HaRabim, so Rove says in the pasuk like Rove that the Carmelis it's mutal lechatrile. The answer is over there it's exere, so it's exere. Here mid deraisa poches mechigres is not considered a davar choshuv, But with Rabbanon, even Pochas Bechiregres has a certain degree of Chshives. So Mimele, so it's a Meloche with Rabbanon. So since with Rabbanon it's a Meloche, so called it taking Rabbanon can rise it. So the Ramban says it in our Gemara. So this is what Rabbi Kimeya is saying in explaining the book of Avraham. So in other words, so he's saying, Ulfizeim, the forage madik ton mastis mitinikimo yegirosa, mitinikahai, loyam rino, chali says atzme, because rino bishamo yisenu, moi bebeim chayo veiv, im kemikam le sholi dadeis, velezoik din divre aram, because of all the maslisen, vimo yegirosa mitinishinisasei, al ze kosav, vim kin yishleima, kivin din atam bishim zero, shem yisenu, elu dahavin yisim amish, mimele gam bikam le soser. Become the sorcerer. So in other words, Rabbi Kveya is saying, so this is what the Mogav Rom means. According to Rashi's Pshat, so that means it's a Tzoye, so Mimele called it Tikin Rabbonon, Kinderizing. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kinderizing. Now, so then he mentions, so it's mashmas, so then he mentions the Pritvo, because Zochinu Lidin, the Svirlei, Lamog Navrom, the Abde Hirchet, the Shaya Chayle, he says, Atzmei, Mikolmokim Kibim, Mid Rabbanon Oseya, Gambikamulasosa. Virachti Bozelehitzi, Midas Baal Pritvoe. The Dochol Imog Avrom Bebeis Yodayim Kim Di Boshus Arabim Haverak Ptur Avol Oseya Mimele Bikamle Smuter Da Avegzeir Legzeire Vizeinei Da Ari Amog Avrom Atzmi Nochis Loze Kmo Shebeano Midihigdim Tchilo Divri Aran Because of Allah Vim Ken Gam Bikamle Soseya So Milishne Dim Ken Mivuya Dozlo Bishis Arab Bes Yosef Di Rol Lehatili Dadis Beimo Bikamle Da Avegzeir Legzeire ואפילו אוכל סביר לו לשיד הסרן, דאבי כניסי ממש, עושר, משום דסביר לי נדאב כי יחד עושר רבונם משום זירה, כי נהיד אל ים ידודם בשסרם וישנה בשסיוכית, דיגוז ראשו ים שחילוב, בו זה אבי ביקרנו לזיר לגזירה, וכן בהיד איזה איקר וזה מניח, דאוסרו חזל מגזירה שמייעס החקר, בו זה כי ביקרנו לזה וגזיר לגזירה, אבל ביצוי סחי, דאין תם חזל מתם גזירה, אלו דאוסרו דאבי קסס מסה, בו זה גם ביקרנו לסוסר. So in other words, it seems that he is chilek on the pritvua. The pritvua is massive b'shtei yodayim on the Mogavrom. As to why the Mogavrom says that you're not allowed to carry a child that can walk even the kamales because called the tikkun rabbanon kinderizing tikkun. So he says no. It's like zera legzera. So he is masik on the pritvoe, and he says it's not chayach to say zera legzera. When is it chayach to say zera legzera? When Rishus Harabim itself is not a meloche. When someone stands in the Rishus Hayochid and drinks in the Rishus Harabim, as long as he doesn't pull the kele to him, he is not doing any meloche. Even with rabbanon, he doesn't do any meloche. But it's gezera. So mele bikamul is not gezera. But if with rabbanon is doing a meloche. So Mimele even became less it's also because called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kinderizing. So it seems that he agrees with the Mogen Avraham. But then he says at the end, and that's very strange. V'nei b'derech achroye hoyonirli kiven dein le'amogen Avraham raya machras le'esei ritzoa sachai became less lo zeri shloten lehokil av b'nei si mamish became less kiven di rov ha'poskim Zuwa samoya svirlei, di bechai gavne amrina chaylei se satsni. Avol bekotten sutamenei, kiven di bilavo chearan kosav di begeri ole meide chachomim le rabnosen. So memele, he's not matter. So the Rabbi Kveya is matter la aloche to carry a child that can make footsteps, even though he's not in a beragrof, in a city that has no erev. Why? Because he relies on the psak of the Ramo, that without chishim ribei, it is a calmless, so Mimele, in a calmless, a child that can make footsteps, so according to most Rishonim, we apply the aloha of Chaylei se satzmei, so he's matter to carry. He's matter to carry. So why is he so angry at the Pritvo? So he, in effect, agrees with the Pritvo. So the answer is, he's angry, not angry, but his righteous indignation and the covet, the reverence that is due to the Mogen Avraham. So arouse this righteous indignation against the Pritvor, even though the Pritvor was not the Katlikani either, because of the way he was massive against the Mogen Avraham. One second. The way the Pritvor was massive the Mogen Avraham, because the Pritvor writes as if the Mogen Avraham made a mistake. So Rabbi Kevedia pointed out to the Pritvor, the Mogen Avraham didn't make any mistake. The Mogen Avraham also knew that depth of lomdes that the Pritvor knew. I mean, that gzere we pass like Robin. But the Mogen Avraham emphasized that in view of the fact that it's considered like nisasei, so memele it is osea even becomes. So why did he have to mention that? Because if it is on the basis of exere, so then in the kamles it shouldn't be osea because it's exere. But since it's not on the basis of exere, maybe if we allow the mother to be midadit, a baby who doesn't make footsteps, so memele she might be tempted to carry on the shoulders. But that itself, the midadit itself is carrying. So memele is, so whatever is osea in a rishus rabbim is osea in a kamles. Now, so then, but then he says, so the question is, so why is he machria like the Pritvor? So the Pritvor is not right, and if the Pritvor is right, so why is it, does he reprimand the Pritvor as to why he was matre b'shiyadayim? So it seems that the Rabbi Kveigar here had that he doesn't discuss Rabbi Kveigar, but in other words, Rabbi Kveigar here had a certain shayla. Now this aloha that most Rishonim say, that even though Chai is Nisus Atzmei, but Midrabonon is Osea, what kind of Midrabonon is it? Is the Pshat, because we have two kinds of Midrabonons. We have one Midrabonon, we know of Midrabonon, that while Midrai say it's not Osea, it's not Imloche, but Midrabonon it is Imloche. Let's say carrying the Karmeles. So Midrai say carrying the Karmeles is not Imloche, but Midrabonon, carrying is the Karmeles, mamish like carrying Bishus Rabbi Midrai. That's one kind of Midrabonon. Then we have another Rabbonon. So according to Rashi, so the Rabbonon of Akires without Anoches, so that's the Rabbonon of Chil Shabbos. The Rabbonon of Anoches without Akires, he just exere. It's another kind of Rabbonon. Now, so this is a Rabbonon that we're not allowed to carry a child in the Rishis Rabbin. And many Rishonim say that, Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ram. What kind of Rabbonon? So we can say that whereas Midrash say, so the fact that the person lightens his own burden, so Mele, he's not a Masi, and that's the Lashon HaRambam. Any Masi, he's not a Masi. Because if he lightens his own burden, so he's not a Masi. So that's Midrash say. But Midrabonon, it is a Masi. So Mele, it should be also countless. But we can say, if Midrash say, Chaimis is Atzmi implies, it's not a Masi, so Midrabonon, it's not a Masi either. What is it? Chachomim will just say something that is not like the Raise. So, but Midrabonon, because of Exeire, if we allow a person to carry a child who can make footsteps, who can walk Biraglov, so he might be led to carry a child who cannot make footsteps either. And then there will be an Isad Raise. So because of that, the Chachomim Aser to carry a child, even if he can walk Biraglov. So it's Exeire. If it's Exeire, so it's Exeire. So Memele, in Kamales, it should be Mutar. So he just was massacred on the Baal Pritvor as to why the Pritvor, was deiched the Mogen Avraham b'shtei yodayim as if the Mogen Avraham didn't know what he was saying. So he pointed out that the Mogen Avraham knew all the lomdes that was involved. And the Mogen Avraham comes to the conclusion that it's also to carry a child who can walk. In the Kamales. Why? Because the Mogen Avraham shita was that while Midrashi Chaimis es Atzmi implies it's not a Masse, but Chachomim or Misake that it is a Masse. Chachomim or Misake that it is a Masse. It is a Masse. But he comes to the conclusion, no, that the Yisrael Rabbonon is just Exeire. So Mele is matter. Now, here there is a big pele on the and the Mishbore, big belly. You see, so whether one is allowed to carry a child who can walk in a Carmelis is a machlok is a poskim. The Mogavrom Shite is that it's osir. The Chayodom also says it's osir. But the Pritvur paskim that it's muter. And Rabbi Greger, while he defended the Mogavrom against the Asogi of the Pritvur, but in the end he's machia lidine that it's muter. So there is a machlok is a poskim. The Mishneh Brura says there is no machlekes aposkim. Everybody agrees. And then Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Agoyes on the Shulchan Aruch also says that it's muta to carry a child who can walk in the Karmelis. So there are a number of achreinim who say that it's muta. Of course, the Mogen Avraham, the Chayodom, they say that it's osur. Now the Mishneh Brura says here. So he says that it's only muter to be mitadet a baby that he can make footsteps. Avoliso is al kseifei, v'hainel imishin yochel mitadeis. Suppose the mother cannot be mitadet. Bivadai gam bikam lesosa. Bivadai gam bikam lesosa. Kivin di bioshus rabbi muisa v'raise mamesh. Liso is in mele bikam lesuisa de rabon. Vafilu in Mishi Yochel that they say, this will come a peskin, that they say we say, the Rabbonon, Gamke, Ainly Hotel becomeless. In other words, that's contrary to the Psak of the Rab Kreger. Gamke in the Hotel becomeless. Give me the Rabbonon, Nisia Sahayu, Mishot Volimamesh, Shuvin Hilu Bozebin Kamles Leshusarak. Well, this is what Rab Kreger says in explaining the Mogavrom, but Rab Kreger's own Achoye is not like that. Sifkot nine alev, the avilu bikotn sheyochel idadei say. In other words, he can make footsteps. Yeshal nisiose yisad rabbonon. The amchaba shekosav sheloidit akareyu koyal mishiyochel idadei say. Vafilochem mashma agavrom dinsiose. Dinsiose yosav bikamles. Vichin kosav achayodom vagras. That's the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kriger doesn't mention. Pritvuyeh doesn't mention. Rav Shlomo Kluger doesn't mention. So I don't know whether it is because Bikavone he doesn't mention in order that people shouldn't be Mekil and the Mishneh Brura himself was disposed towards the Shite of the Mogen Avraham. I don't know, but he says that it's definitely osur. He doesn't mention that there is a big machlokes aposkim. One second. Now, we raise the question, how is it that the Ram mentions two contradictory pshotim. First, so the Mishneh Brura says that Anomid Aleph, he just means, the Ram means to quote the Rashi's pshat. And Anomid Beis, that's his own pshat, but that, there is a deichak in it. So it's possible, it's very possible that there is no stira between the two things. Now, according to what Rabbi Gleiger said in the Mogen Avraham, according to what Rabbi Gleiger, which is a very important thought, that if something, that there are two kinds of the Rabbonons that are osur and Shabbos. One, the Rabbonon is the Rabbonon of Meloch. So even though with the Raisa it's not Melocha, but with the Rabbana it's Melocha. Let's say like carrying Poches Mechegregres in Rishus Arab. So with the Raisa it's not Itzoy, it's not Itzoy Bachoshu. With the Rabbana even Poches Mechegregres has some Chshives. Not sufficient Chshives that it should be considered Itzoy Bachoshu with the Raisa. But it has a little bit of Chshives. So Mimele, with the Rabbana it's considered Itzoy Bachoshu. So it's a milochem. Then there is a rabbanon like loyami dodom b'shus ayochid v'yishle b'shus rabbi. So if it is tam the rabbanon exere, so be karmeles legozro because exere. If the rabbanon it is a milochem, whatever the reason is why the chachomim were misaki, that a koni is. But as long as with the rabbanon it's a milochem, so kol the tikkun rabbanon can raise a tikkun, it applies to karmeles as well. So Mimele, now the Ran Anom Beis, as the Elio Rabbe points out, definitely holds that even though, as far as the Aloche of Chayne Yisiyas Atzmei is concerned, so that depends upon the ability of making footsteps, and if a baby can only crawl, cannot make footsteps, so then we don't say Chayne Yisiyas Atzmei. But when the mother is midadi the baby, and the baby keeps on crawling that way, so then there is no itzoye. There is not no itzoye. There is no itzoye. Why isn't there an itzoye? Because since the baby is able to crawl, so when the mother is midadi the baby, so then the baby by itself crawls at a greater speed. So it is just as according to the Balamoya. Now, according to the Balamoya, so we only apply the Aloha of Chanis Esatzme if the baby is Ele Baraglov. But if the baby is just able to make footsteps, not Ele Baraglov, so then if somebody will carry such a baby on the shoulders, he'll be Chayim. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the baby is Neid Lachas Maniach Achas, so the mother is allowed Lachatchile to be Midaridi. We are not gazing, maybe to carry the baby on the shoulders. But let the midadit itself be considered itzoye. The answer is, true, he cannot be Hilo Beraglov. But when no one holds on to him, but when the mother holds on to both hands, then the baby is Hilo Beraglov. So it's not that the mother carries. So here too, the Ran, Anomut Bey, says that even though he is not able to make footsteps, but he's able to crawl when the mother holds on to the baby's hands, then the baby is crawling at a greater speed. But the Chachomim asked it. So in other words, so the Ran Shite could be that midiraisa it's not considered nasi, because true that the Aloch of Chanisa Satzmi doesn't apply to such a case. But so only when the mother carries the baby on the shoulders, then the mother is carrying the baby. But when the mother holds on to the hands of the baby and the baby keeps on crawling, so at a greater speed, so the baby is doing the crawling. But so midiraisa it's not considered nasi. But midirabonon it's considered nasi. Midirabonon it's considered nasi in view of the fact that without the mother holding on, the baby wouldn't be able to crawl so fast. So Mimele, why is the baby able to crawl so fast? Because the mother holds on to the hands of the baby. So Mimele, Midrabonon, it's considered Nisasi. So why? So in other words, so there is no stire between what the Ran says, Anomed Aleph, and what the Ran says, Anomed Beis. Because the Ran says, Anomed Aleph, the Mifneshike Nisasi. So he means, midrabonon it's kinisase, midraise it's not nisase. So then you'll ask, so why does he have to mention the xere? Because in view of the fact that the rabbonon not made it to Reb Nosson, in regard to a child that does not make footsteps, that is only able to crawl, so mimele it's also to be midadi such a child because of the xere. Because of Xere, maybe it will carry the child. No, but we don't have to resort to Xere, maybe it will carry the child. Midrabonon, this itself is carrying. The answer is, as I mentioned many times, I mean, what the Rishonim say, So the Gemara says, by Mishloshim is one of the three takones that is Hilchas Evelei Taimi. One of the three. That means all other takones have itam. So Teisves, the Rosh, all the Rishayim say, my Mishloshim also has itam, in order to make business transactions more convenient. So why does the Gemara say that my Mishloshim is unique in not having itam? The answer is because usually every takones Chachomim has two taimim. There is a rationale as to the why, and there is a rationale as to the how. So the why of my mishloshten, we know, in order to make business transaction more convenient, not to handicap business. If a person couldn't be maknei chayiv or a pikotin to another, so then it would interfere with business transactions. If couldn't give away, transfer a chayiv that somebody owes him to another, to a third party. So that's a very good rationale, a very good reason as to the why of the takone of my mishloshim. But all other takones, besides the why, there is a good reason as to the how also. Let's say Daladam Shalodam Kenesle. So the why is the Gemara says in Bomitzin Shnayerzin Kin Losalam Tsui. Because sometimes a mitzia will come into the Daladamas of one person. Then another person will grab it, so it will be conducive to all kinds of conflicts and fights. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakin the Daladam Shalodam Kenesle, the whole market. The one in whose Aladamas a certain Mitzia came in first, he's came in. So that's a good reason as to the why. But what's the how? So there is a good reason as to the how too. Because after all, if it's in the Aladamas Shalodom, so that's the Rishus Shalodom. So it appeals to the common sense of a person that he should acquire title. Because after all, it was in his dominion. It was in his Aladamas, this Rishus Shalodom. Why we have a good reason as to the why? There is no reason as to the how. So that's an exception. But usually every takone, besides the reason as to the why, has a reason as to the how. I mentioned it many times. So the Chachomim were misakein that when you midadate a baby that cannot make footsteps. So that's considered hitzoyim min rabbanon. But how is it considered hitzoyim min rabbanon? In order that the takones chachomim should not look yechuchel veitlule. That's the reason as to why Rishenim say that usually takones chachomim have a reason as to the why and the reason as to the how. So in order that the takones chachomim, because in order that the takones chachomim shouldn't look yechuchel veitlule, it should make sense to the layman, to the layman's mind. So the question is, it might look yichuchem itlule, because everybody knows that when you are midadit a person, let's say according to Balamoya. So the chaimis esatzme applies only to a child as hilah beraglov. So even if the child is not hilah beraglov, so then you are allowed to be midadit. Why? Why are you allowed to be midadit? Because then you're not carrying it. So and the Chachomim over there were not gazing or that Midrabonim should be considered like carrying him. Why not? Because Bimtzias you're not carrying him. The mother is not carrying him. So here too, Bimtzias, the mother, when she's midadi, the baby that cannot make footsteps, and then the baby calls by itself. That's the reason as to why Midraisa it's not considered Neisei. Because the mother is only helping the baby to crawl at a higher speed. So why should the Chachomim be Misake? Why should the Chachomim be Misake? That Midrabonon, it is considered Itzoye? So the reason as to why the Chachomim were Misake, that Midrabonon should be considered like Meitzi, because of that example. But in final analysis, Midraisa, it's not itzoye, and midrabonon it is itzoye. So there is no stira between the two. There is no stira between the two rams. And now we can understand as to why the Mogavrom certainly knew that Rashi also explains it that way. If he was a boki in the rams, so he was a boki in the Rashi too. So why should the Mogavrom cite the ram, not cite Rashi? The answer is, the Mogavrom wanted to point out that even when something is a meloche midrabanon, so it still applies to kavanos. So that's why he mentioned, so if he mentioned Rashi, so he could say, Rashi holds that midraisa itisoy. How do we know that according to Rashi, if a woman is midadit, a baby that cannot make footsteps, that cannot make footsteps, so according to Rashi, it is that according to Rashi, it's not itzoyim midraisa. Maybe according to Rashi, it's itzoyim midraisa. In view of the fact that the baby could grow, but only at a lower speed it could grow. Now it grows at a higher speed, so that means that the mother is pulling the baby, so it's like dragging on the floor, an inanimate object. How do we know that it's only Mirabon? So Rashi, the Mogavrom couldn't mention Rashi, but he mentions the Ram. And there is another Ram that on the surface appears to contradict this Ram. So the only way to reconcile the two Rams is by saying that midraise, the Ram holds, it's the mother is not considered to be carrying, but midrabanan is considered carrying. Since midraise is not considered carrying, so the question arises, why should the Chachomim run counter to the Chachomim? So the Ram, Yanom Beis, gives a reason, the Gzeire. Because of the Gzeire, the Chachomim declare that as Itzoye, even though midraise it's not considered itzoye. So anyway, so maybe that means that it's only itzoye midrabanan. And even though, so he wanted to point out that even in Carmelis, it will be osea. Why? Because in order to point out that even such a case where it's only a milochem midrabanan in the rishus rabbim, so you could argue that it's in Carmelis it should mutal chatrile, but in as much as midrabanan in rishus rabbim, it is a milochem midrabanan. It's not just a Nisan Rabbonon Exeire, an independent Zeire. So Memele called it Tikkun Rabbonon, Kindereise Tikkun. That's why the Mogen Avrom cited the Ram and didn't cite Rashi. In order to point out an extra Chiddush, that where something is also mid Birshus Rabbim, mid Rabbonon, so then it is also becomeless as well. It is also becomeless. Now let's see the Rambam here. Now on this question, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention that there is a machlekes haposkim as to whether one is allowed to carry a child in a carmelis, a child that can walk. But there is a machlekes achreinim. So the Ramban